This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Each year, KCRW hosts the Radio Race, and that's where radio lovers, professionals, and amateurs have a chance to create a compelling story in just 24 hours. This year, hundreds of producers from around the world participated, and many of them teamed up. As the countdown began, they were given this topic: Can you keep my secret? Our winners this year are Team Phantom Thread, Nelson Aguilar, and Chuck Hua. They met years ago working together on indie film sets and vowed to work together on their own project one day. Well, the Radio Race was the perfect opportunity to do that. In their story, Nelson shared his lifelong secret. Let's listen to their story now. It's called Liftoff.
Commander, our security's been breached. Our shields won't hold for much longer. I believe this is it for us, sir. It's been an honor serving you and the Royal Space Fleet.
Get yourself together, Lieutenant. We're not giving up this easily. Find our chief security officer and get our systems back online.
This isn't over. We will fight to live another day, or God help me. I'm warping us in hyperdrive before we get blown to bits.
But sir, that's impossible. We don't have enough energy cells to warp us into hyperdrive.
Nothing is impossible, Lieutenant. I'm taking us home.
Engaging in hyperspeed in 3, 2, 1.
That's my dad. It's 2002. The World Trade Center had recently fallen. Attack of the Clones was just released in theaters. And my parents have been fighting inside of the house. They're yelling, they're slamming doors. And so my sister and I are hiding in my dad's 94 Isuzu Rodeo to fly off into another adventure. An adventure I didn't want my dad to know about. In Latino culture, no matter how young you are, as a man, you're expected to contain your emotions. You keep it all inside. And so I would go off on these adventures with my sister, mainly to become someone else. I could be the captain of a spaceship fighting off interstellar pirates. But most importantly, I could be someone who was afraid. Someone who could yell out in frustration or cry out with anger. I could let out my emotions. But I didn't want my parents to know. So when my dad asked what we're doing in the car, I just sat there. I wanted to tell him that I was in the car because I was heartbroken that my parents were breaking up. I felt like my world was crashing and burning. That would be crazy, though. I'm supposed to be a man. Luckily, my sister lied and told him I was learning how to drive. He believed it. My secret was safe. Learning to experience emotions as they were intended is a difficult journey as an adult. The fantasy of a child is not the fantasy of an adult. It's something much darker. And so to cope with the inability to express myself, I drank. I would get really, really angry sometimes. I wasn't always pleasant to be around. And after a long time stumbling in the dark, I found an opening. I discovered therapy, which is something of a faux pas in certain Latino households. I finally learned how to express my emotions without a crutch. I no longer had to role play as someone else to laugh and cry. I could be who I really was. A confused and sad little kid who couldn't bear witness his family being torn apart. I no longer had to walk on eggshells around my parents, or anyone else for that matter, if I wanted to be sad. And I'm still learning. Learning how to navigate the inevitable parts of life, especially those that are painful. And even though it took me a really long time to get to this point, I don't have to pretend anymore. To my sister Jess, thank you for keeping my secret all of these years. You did it to protect me, but you don't have to hold on to the secret anymore. I can cry now. No fantasy needed.
That was this year's winner of the KCRW Radio Race, Team Phantom Thread, with their story, Liftoff, featuring Nelson Aguilar and Chuck Hua. You can listen to the top 10 finalists online at kcrw.com/radiorace. Do not race off. Coming up, your weekend movie reviews. That is next on Press Play.